Want to help keep the lights on in Anarchy Basement? Then go to PRLFans.com. There you can find links to Patreon, PayPal, our Bitcoin info, and other ways to help support the podcast. Now, enjoy the show. And I know I'm a slave. We can make a break.
Break the power. Break the power. Hello. Welcome to the Punk Rock Libertarians Podcast, episode 451. I'm Otto, and tonight I'm joined with Jared.
Hey, everybody.
There's the VC, Victor Charlie, Alex.
What's going on, guys? Good to see you. Good to see you, Kate.
And hello then, from down under.
Yes.
So excited. Sorry, Otto. I'm just going to jump in. I'm
late. That's fine. You go
from
for
Australia.
It.
Happy 4th of July. I'm from the future. It is 8 o'clock in the morning in Perth, Western Australia. I've got a little something in my coffee to celebrate Independence Day. I wish Australia was independent as well, maybe one day. Thanks for having me back on the show. I'm so excited, if you can't tell.
Wow. Thank you for coming on so early. And we also too wish to be independent one day as well. So which is a little bit farther along than you guys are.
Yeah.
But yes. Well, thank you so much. That is the voice. If you guys are not listening or if you guys aren't watching, you're listening. That is the voice of Kate Fantanelle all the way from Perth, Australia. And also right next to her in the screen is live from the woods, James Babb.
We don't. Great, it could be woods in you. Australia. We don't know.
Oh,
I don't even know if Australia is real for certain. So
we would call it the bush, not woods.
Yeah, he's in the bush.
True. He's not live from the bush.
Yeah, I mean,
though
I have been.
A double
but not
at
the moment.
You can take it either way.
There you go.
Yeah, that's great to be here, and I'm celebrating Overthrow the Government Day. To me, that's the real spirit of the holiday. It's. They didn't really get very far, you know, but they tried. And hey,
participation, you know, award, right?
Well, you know, they revolted, and it lasted what, 10 years before it got the counter revolt.
Yeah. If you're one of my children and your drunk father was the other night was preaching about, you know what this holiday is about? It's about shooting cops in the face.
You said that to your kids.
Damn. Yeah.
That is what it's about. No, that's the true spirit. It's about shooting cops in the face. And that, and that's why we get a permit to light fireworks.
Right. Oh yeah, there's
not in this state, Babs. We don't get permits here.
So I've been over, like, I was long over fireworks. I've just been over the whole driving it, drag your whole family, park, walk a mile, get a spot in a crowd.
Don't you have a friend that launches fireworks in their backyard?
I do now. So now I'm back in the fireworks game. So my brother's neighbor, he spends like $2,000 all the way because. So Kate, in our state, it's not legal to buy. It's not legal to buy fireworks
in the state.
So you have to go to West Virginia or Pennsylvania. And it's funny because they can only sell to people from out of state, but they can't sell to people in their own state.
God, I wish Kyle was here to explain this status crap to us. Like, I mean, somebody figure this out and phone it in. Let us know. Like, this is why we do it this way.
Oh, that's what we got to put the voice.
Yeah, right over the border. There's a fireworks store literally every mile into Pennsylvania, anywhere, any direction you go in Maryland.
Yeah. I actually passed one yesterday, the Keystone Fireworks.
There you go.
Well, we need a permit for a bloody t-shirt gun here if we want to fire t-shirts into the crowd at a footy game. God. So don't even get me started on fireworks.
No,
that is a dangerous, prohibited weapon in Australia.
Isn't everything illegal in Australia, pretty much?
That can't be real.
We've just had our second gun confiscation since 1996. So they've disarmed 234 people in my state of Western Australia using prohibited ammunition that they've decided is too dangerous for civilians to own. So long-range rifles, like, predominantly effective. So the biggest group affected actually is our veterans who love long range sniping as a sport, sniping at targets, not at people, of course.
But
the police
like
said it's
shooter.
Too scary. The police said it's too scary for our veterans to own these firearms. So they've just had a big gun confiscation that ended on July 1. I told people to sell them interstate. Don't give them back to the state. Don't give them to the cops. The cops were undervaluing the firearms here, so they weren't even getting the value that they paid them. Yeah. So, yeah, that's right, Babs. I said send them interstate. Send them to your mates.
Only sell them to cops if you're 3D printing them.
Right, yeah. or just made out of like wood in your garage.
Right.
The idea is you only sell guns to the government if it's a crappy gun and you get money to buy a better gun. Like that's
right.
Even then, I'd love to see. Are people doing like ghost gunning or 3D printed guns?
Well,
is there an active culture
they've
there?
They've banned drawings of firearms. So they've actually banned.
We heard about this one.
Yeah. So you cannot own drawings of firearms at all anymore in my state of Western Australia. So it's really bad.
When you say drawing, do you mean like if I draw a scribble
schematic
on my
schematic drawing, schematic like drawings blueprint. Of firearms?
What about like a Batman comic book? With a gun in it.
Don't give them any ideas. Don't give them any ideas.
Can you buy like a squirt gun there? Are squirt guns legal? Like Nerf guns? Are those readily sold?
Oh, No. They're classified as a firearm. Airsoft, the sport of airsoft is illegal in Australia. Paintballs are classified as firearms as well.
Paintball. Wow.
That's amazing.
What about like the traditional owners, the Aboriginal people? Are they allowed to carry guns?
Yes.
Can you become one of them?
I could identify. Yes, there's nothing stopping me identifying as anything I like. As we all know, that's what's happening in the world at the moment. Identify as whatever you like. But yeah, it's grim. It's grim in Australia. I'm sorry to be such a downer on 4th of July.
But this is why we need Independence Day.
Right.
But isn't this why, like, when COVID happened, like, Australia just had insane lockdowns and nobody could do shit about it? And they had no problem imposing whatever tyranny they wanted to because they considered the populace to be helpless. Is that accurate?
Yeah, so my state, we closed the border for 2 years. At one point in time, only Western Australia and North Korea were the two states in the world with our borders closed. I couldn't travel across
the border.
North Korea's got legal weed.
What do you have?
Yeah. We only have medicinal weed here.
So you're saying it's less free than North Korea in Australia?
At one point of time, it was. Yes, I know. I'm not even joking.
Almost the same, but without legal weed. Even.
Yes, I know. How unbearable is that? That is torture. I mean, at least let us have some bodily autonomy. I mean, they mandated the jab. 3 injections, 75% of the workforce had to be injected here to keep our jobs. It was just crazy. I can't wait to go to Sydney to talk about this. I'm traveling to Sydney this week to speak at Freedman Conference. Spike Cohen from your beautiful country will be there. I can't wait to meet him. I've seen him posting stuff on Twitter about his adventures in Australia. It is a real place, guys. We do exist. So I can't wait to travel across the sea in Sydney.
So it's a big event. What's this event entail?
Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah, so the Australian Taxpayers Alliance hosts a big conference every year called Freedman Conference after Milton Friedman, the economist. And it's a 2-day event. I'll be speaking on the Sunday about the gun laws that are happening in WA and about what happened during COVID with our crazy laws here. I think one thing that I tell a lot of people is that we had to show proof of vax to buy alcohol at one point in time. So you could buy cigarettes without showing it, but when it came to alcohol, you had to show proof of vax. So the boot of the state was on our neck.
How did they figure that one out? How did they be like, all right, we'll let them smoke cigarettes, but we're not going to let them drink booze?
It's actually quite evil. It was because the Indigenous Australians weren't getting vaccinated. And so as punishment, because there is a bit of a problem with alcohol in our Indigenous communities, isn't that terrible? How evil our government is in Western Australia. So, I'll be talking about this at the conference in Sydney this week, and Spike will be there too. So should be a good time.
Heck yeah.
Two words, nice. Voting accident.
I saw an article. I guess all isn't as grim in Australia. I saw an article that Australia is the first country to let patients with depression or PTSD be prescribed psychedelics. Have you heard much about this?
Yeah. So it's good. So see, some things we're progressive in and other things we're fucking terrible in. But this is a good advancement in that, because obviously I'm a supporter of bodily autonomy. I would like to see it go further for recreational use as well. We can have cannabis here, but only for medicinal purposes. So you have to go through quite a process to be prescribed it. And the same thing with mushrooms. And I think MDMA as well is also on the list. The PTSD treatment. So there are some things that we're advanced in here, but other things we're lacking in. But yeah, we'll see what happens in the future. I'm still speaking out and doing what I can for the cause. We have rebranded the party to Libertarian Party of Australia now. Last time I came on the show, we were Liberal Democrats, which was a little bit confusing in terms of terminology. So we're the Libertarian Party of Australia. So we can join you guys in calling us the LP. And yeah, we'll see. The Libertarians are coming.
Hell yeah. And if you guys ever want to work with us or do anything, just get in contact with me. We can work on something, share our messages, maybe post different things. We do all sorts of
meme
stuff.
Meme swap.
Yep.
Memes.
Yes. That's the good thing about being from a party of principles. Like, we don't have to, like, we know what we stand for. We don't have to have little meetings about, oh, what are we going to say about this policy? We already know. That's what I love about this party is we're principled. We're not popular.
That sounds much better than our Libertarian Party. Can I
join your Libertarian Party? Sound like
you guys don't have principles? Fuck. What are you guys doing over there?
You know, like, they come and go. They come and go with the season. But, like, you know, there's been good periods for the LP and not so good periods. So
right now, it's a much better peer when it comes to messaging.
So is there are you guys going to try to, like, elect, what do we do, have a king down there, or what is it, a emperor?
We're still part of the Commonwealth, so
are you subjects of the king,
to the crown? Yes, we are subjects to the crown.
Does that mean you're
don't
obligated
get me
to
started
obey?
On the monarchy,
like if he showed up at your house, would you be obligated to serve him tea and crumpets, or how does that work?
Tea and biscuits. I hope he doesn't show up here. I'm really against the monarchy. Please don't get me started. Although it is Independence Day, so this is what we need to do. I want a republic in Australia. So maybe we should aim for our own 4th of July and finally become independent from the UK. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know what the future is like in your country, but it's looking a bit grim here. We do have a few Libertarian politicians elected in New South Wales and Victoria at a state level. My election in WA isn't till March 2025, so we've got a bit of a time to go to live under a one-party state because we don't have any opposition here. So, yeah, I'll just keep doing what I can for the cause. And, yeah, thanks for having me on the show to talk about it.
What now? I've heard of, like, the politicians there, aren't they just pretty much doing whatever Klaus Schwab or Great Britain or Uncle Sam wants? I mean, they're like, hey, do you want some, can we put nukes there? You know, you'll be a target, but it'd be cool for us. And they're like, yeah.
I think our biggest paid government employee is Zelensky. We just keep throwing money at him. So I think we're up to about $475 million, $790 million. I don't even know how much we've given to him. Those rookie numbers. You gotta jack those numbers up. we don't have.
I think US is like 15, 20 billion, something like
that. Okay, so for instance, we literally had they called it what, a marketing error or something, where it was actually
accounting error.
We sent you an additional $6.2 billion. That's what happened. We sent them $6.2 billion.
But
on
here's
accident.
The thing: you gotta be kind of clear about who's sending what to who, right? People say, "Oh, Zelensky's getting it. Is he really getting it, or is Raytheon and Lockheed Martin getting it, right?" And then, if Zelensky gets his cut, but the big players are, you know, like, he's just there. They hired him because he could play piano with his dick, and he was good on TV, and.
He's laundering. He's a launderer.
Yeah, he's
like the guy in Ozark.
Launderer in chief.
But like, so all these billions of dollars, I feel like they're not going to, you know, it's not going to Ukraine. That makes me think like, oh, the people of Ukraine are going to benefit somehow. You know, like it's like, here, we're sending you depleted uranium for Ukraine. You know, like, no, Ukraine's not going to benefit from depleted uranium.
I saw this awful video and it was, you hear in the news, they're not talking about it all about this counteroffensive. And apparently it's gone all awry. And I saw this awful video. Of
probably never even existed.
Well, I mean, I saw this video where, I mean, so I'm posting an article in here. There's a tweet I put out from the LP Maryland, but we already gave them Bradley fighting vehicles, the tanks, basically troop carriers. A lot of them are, everything we already just sent to them has already been decimated in this counteroffensive. And there was this mission awful video. it was terrible. There was this That's awful Keynesian video.
That's 101, baby.
The whole idea is to sell equipment, right? So now... Right? Mission accomplished. Now sell them more equipment and they can get that.
Break some more windows.
Yeah, that's great for business.
It was so messed because it was drone footage. Now, I don't know who was filming, you know, if it was a Russian drone, but you just see these poor bastards stuck in a minefield and they're just getting like, it's just like, what the fuck? We're just sending all this money over to them and they're just getting slaughtered. And our media is not talking about this so-called counteroffensive. You know, it went from the spring offensive to now the summer offensive to we need to send them more money because
it literally sounds like Russia's getting, I mean, Russia's definitely way more fortified, and like the landmines that they had set up are completely decimating the
Awful. It's drone footage, so there was no audio, but you just see these dudes just getting their legs blown off.
Does
that mean Ukrainians are trying to invade Russia?
No. What happens is they fortify their lines with mines. So when the Ukrainians advance, say they advance, whatever, from what I'm understanding, I could be wrong about this, so do your own research. But so when they advance,
I won't.
And exactly. So,
this is a credible news source on it.
Yeah.
This is incredible show.
Exactly. So, when the Ukrainians advanced towards Russian lines, they were very fortified. So, then what happened was they would set with drones, the Russians would deploy landmines with drones behind them. So, when they retreated back into a minefield. And there's videos of it. And it's horrifying. Like, it sucks, man. Like, I was watching this video of this Ukrainians guys getting blown up. Like they're just slowly like creeping through a minefield and all of a sudden just boom and their legs going. It's awful.
It's terrifying.
I know. It sucks, man. War is fucking awful. And it just sucks.
Well, hey, just fly your Ukraine flag, Otto, and it'll all go away.
Right, right. But we're fighting to the last Ukrainian. That's what us Americans
posted in the comment a link of Lindsey Graham giving giving his commentary.
We talked about this. Wow. You know what? This is worth another view. If you want to play
This is the one where he says Russians are dying. Best money we've ever spent.
He looks like he was like, oh, had such a hard on underneath the table when he said it. Look at his smile. Look at that smirk. Piece of shit.
Free or die. Now you are free.
Yes.
And we will be.
And the Russians are dying.
It's the best money we've ever spent.
Look at that smile. Look at that.
I expect days.
That's a war pig.
Yeah.
Yes.
For the Ukrainian counteroffensive to yield results. And I'm here to tell you that the last chapter of the Battle of Bakhmut is yet to be written.
Yeah, good luck with that. It's over, dude.
I'm here to tell you that the Russian military is about to have holy hell unleashed upon them.
Is he driving the tank?
Right. Didn't happen.
Has he got the RPGs on his shoulder?
Oh,
there's video. He recently, so there was a Trump rally in South Carolina, I believe over the weekend. And for some reason, Lindsey Graham, well, that's his state. I don't know how he keeps getting fucking reelected as a senator in South Carolina, but he got booed hardcore. Like, he couldn't even get to his intro of Trump because he was just getting
viciously.
And it's like people are seeing through this and they're sick of it. What's the sentiment in Australia with this war going on in Ukraine and like money just being sent away and laundered away?
Well, both sides are as bad as each other. So we've just given them like $790 million and we've given them weapons as well that we're not allowed to own as civilians, but let's go and arm Ukrainian civilians who've never shot a Bushmaster in their life. You know, you can have that, but I can't as a law-abiding citizen in my country.
Well, maybe
both sides are as bad as each other, saying we need to give them more. We need to give them more. It's just ridiculous. It's exhausting.
Maybe if you had a Nazi
tattoo.
People
can't even afford to eat here. People can't afford. The cost of living is through the roof. Our Reserve Bank, which is like your Federal Reserve, is going to put up interest rates today. I think I was listening to the news before, the 13th interest rate rise in the last 12 months. Like, it's getting crazy, the cost of living here. Like, people can't afford to pay their bills. Like, we got a $400 electricity credit, but then they're giving billionaire, like, mining companies $2 billion for unproven hydrogen energy. And then we're sending all this money to Ukraine. Like, they're not even looking after the people on the ground in Australia. Like, the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. It's really sad. So, you know, I'm anti-war. I don't want us to be involved at all. In fact, there was a survey that came out that said 54% of Australians think we should be neutral and 46% said we should do whatever the US wants us to do. So, you know,
what is up with those people? Why are 46% of people willing to take direction from the US?
We love your country, Babs. Well, 46%.
Don't they know don't they know that the country's being ruled by a demented kid sniffer?
Oh my God! I saw that vision of him walking out of the interview when it was still live.
He just got up and walked out. He just stumbled away.
Is he okay? Like, is he actually okay?
No, that was me.
My 97-year-old grandma seems a bit more switched on than he does. No offense.
Well, listen,
I'm actually worried about him.
His job is to read the teleprompter and to hopefully make it to the next appearance, okay?
Without his job is to model the okay. CGI. They need a good CGI model that they could base all the.
Did you see he put, like, he's going on talking about Bidenomics, like it's a
Bidenomics.
Bidenomics.
Bidenomics. What's the theory behind
that? Like Reaganomics.
Print money.
It's like his branding now, and they're going around just and there's a tour. I posted it in there, Jared. There it is. There's the Investigate America. This is the tour. This is the fucking.
How cringe is this shit, dude?
The worst version of Warp Tour I've ever seen.
John Podesta. Why is John Podesta on here? Yeah.
This is the worst Warped Tour lineup ever.
That's hilarious. Worst lineup
Janet
ever.
Janet Yellen. Oh my God.
Look at all these fuckers.
Kamala.
Let's do an gentleman. LP one. Let's do like Spike Cohen, Lingerie, Lady Liberty.
Hell yeah.
Why doesn't Janet Yellen get top billing? I don't understand.
Who's this guy, Doug Emhoff? Second gentleman. I've never heard that term before. I guess that's Kamala's.
I know his brother Jack.
Second gentleman. That sounds like my side guy.
That sounds like a podcast
second
name.
Gentleman.
Yeah. Yeah. Like there's your first and then you have a second. You know, like
Wants to be Lady Liberty's second gentleman?
Hey, you know what? If I was even in the running at all, I'd be happy.
Right.
So what the hell is this meant to be? Investing?
Will the tour be going to France?
Spending other people's money to rack up debt. Is that what we're saying here? Yeah.
You guys should go and boo.
Just go and boo.
I have this long, like...
Is it really a tour or is this just...
Ooh, Pete Buttigieg's going to be there.
No,
it's
a tour.
That's all 50 states, right?
Holy shit, like, dude. This might be a tour.
That's all 50 states.
That's all 50 states, though, right? Isn't that
the joke? No, it's not.
Is it
no? I don't see Montana.
Yeah, they're not coming to Maryland.
You don't see Alaska?
As usual, Australia misses out. Australia misses out because we're too far away. Spike Cohen's here, but these people can't. I nearly said the C word. These people won't come here, but Spike will. That shows you the priorities.
Be glad.
Yeah.
Be glad. Be grateful. Yeah. Yeah. Close the border, quick.
Yeah, quick. Lockdown. Go to DEFCON 5. Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if Joe Biden's come down under yet, has he? I don't know if he'd survive the journey.
I don't think he could.
Oh, that's CGI, Joe. Has those duties.
Donald Trump Jr. will be in Sydney when I'm there this weekend. I don't know if we like him or not. I don't really know much about him apart from he's doing the super slam.
He's entertaining sometimes. That's about it.
Hunting? Okay, cool.
Yeah, he's not the worst little critter that we have around here.
Yeah, I mean, like Hunter Biden versus that guy.
He's got to come down under.
Didn't you want to show a video of Hunter Biden doing crack and speeding or something crazy?
So
what's he been up to?
That's just so boring. That's all he does, you know? I mean,
yeah, let's switch it up. Why not some like heroin or something, you know?
Yes. I don't know if this video is of it because I was having
one of his victims? Oh no, pizza party.
Oh, I'm not watching ads.
Let's not do pizza parties. Oh,
right, I'm not sure this right now. Let me get through this ad.
Yeah, I don't think
I thought that was an image from Biden's laptop.
Oh god.
Yeah, like I mean, that was his conviction took place or lack thereof. All while we were distracted with the submarine last week, and all his these ties are coming out with Burisma and
Burisma.
They're not even trying to hide anything anymore. No. They're just like, you know what? Screw it. We control the media. Yeah, sure. There's a bunch of bribery. Whatever. We're just not going to talk about it on the View.
And, yeah, we're not allowed to talk.
You know, and therefore it doesn't exist.
Yeah, there was a video. Who is it on The View? Like, oh, this is a story of a father of Joe Biden and his son, his like prodigal son, and just like getting all emotional. It's like, oh my god, like the level of gaslighting by the regime media. It's like, wow. Like,
god bless them.
Fuck? Like any other person in this country, if you purchase a gun illegally or smoke a crack every fucking day, or did any of the levels of
raped anything, a child. How about raping children? That was isn't that also on the video? I mean, are we supposed to assume those underage women were consenting? No, you're underage. You're not consenting.
Yeah, it's what taxes back to like, oh, I didn't know you had to pay taxes. Like, no, any one of us are going to have. We're going away. And it's
just to clarify, this is the son of the president of the United States of America, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's the black sheep. He's just this loose cannon doing crack, buying guns illegally.
Fruit does not fall far from the tree. Okay. I'd say he's following in his father's footsteps a lot more than Rand Paul is.
Why do we have to take an unnecessary shot at Rand Paul?
Yeah. Rand Paul. What's he been up to lately? Like boycotting like firemen's fundraisers or something insignificant?
I don't know. I haven't heard much from Rand Paul.
How come he hasn't put Fauci on trial yet? Like, you're a senator. Like,
because
what are you waiting for?
It's literally just him and Massey. That's about it. That's the only people who have political will to do anything as based as that.
Don't the Republicans own some of the legislature or both?
Yes, and the Democrats own them. So ifso facto, it's not going to happen.
Be funny if it did, though, wouldn't it?
The Republicans are just the Washington Generals. That's all they are. They just always lose. They are meant to lose, and that's just... That's what they'll always be. It's just
they're the ones that play the Globetrotters every
yeah, they're
game.
The ones who always play the every game.
And just get smoked. It's pro wrestling at this point. But
Kate is completely lost by what you guys are talking about.
I was just thinking I was actually gonna ask what's happening with your primary. So I've seen RFK Jr.'s been in the news a little bit here.
They're going hard again. Like the anti-vax, like anything and anything he says, it doesn't matter. They're already labeling him like, oh, he's anti-vaxxer. He's anti-vax or radical views. And there was a recent, did you guys see that town hall that he hosted or that they hosted? And he just shut down the moderator. We'd have to find, I mean, it's a long response, but, and they even brought out some propagandist doctor to ask a question from the crowd regarding vaccines. And so they're going, I just don't think they're going to allow him to participate in any debates.
Of course not. Of course, I mean, they're not going to allow him anywhere near it. No. You know, like you don't challenge the pharmaceutical military industrial complex. No. And, you know, the deep state hates him. Unfortunately, he's still not one of us, though. He's a gun grabber.
Mm-hmm. I did see that.
He is an authoritarian.
They always disappoint. They always disappoint.
It's just, he's a Democrat. So, like,
Right. I don't look at him under that lens, and he's pretty good.
Yes. Yes. You know? And that's what there's some, like, these autistic libertarians who are just like, he's the best.
Aren't we all autistic?
Yeah.
I call it some more than others. Hi, Forest Mummy. You inspired me to post some, like, fit chick pictures because you said you can't be a hot fit chick unless you post pictures. I didn't know that. Like, I'm a libertarian. I don't like these kind of rules put on me, but I thought, you know, if Boris Mummy says you can't be a hot fit chick unless you post pictures.
That's all.
So, yeah. Don't stop there. I mean, it's the fourth, you know, sparklers, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I didn't say that.
I think Otto's got that lined up, actually.
I will do it. I'll take one for the team. If anyone
take one for the team, man. Take one for the views, baby.
Oh boy,
that's the Otto level of our Patreon.
Yeah, that would require
Fed level. You get Otto firing a mortar from his butthole.
I did get my fix of Americans the other week when Ed Dowd came to town from BlackRock. He came to Perth and gave a speech about the stats he's been looking at in terms of your employment rate and the number of people presenting with vaccine injuries. So Ed Dowd from BlackRock, shout out to you living in Maui. Also Dr. Asim Malhotra from the UK, who is a famous cardiologist. He's been speaking out against Pfizer, saying it should never have been approved for human use. Sorry, I'm going to get this show.
It's fine.
That's all right.
Yeah. Don't worry. Do it. Do it. Yeah.
It would be an honor. It would last in half an hour.
It's been on too long. Right? It's
bad. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we're not really even making an impact because we hardly even get threatened with anything.
I know. Say some more outrageous things.
Well, feel free. Let's go.
The floor is yours.
I'm already on a watch list. I've already been telling people don't comply with the gun confiscation here. I'm just waiting for the cops to bang through my door. At least it'll be live on PRL, me getting arrested. Happy Tuesday. Happy 4th of July.
I know. Arrested on the 4th of July.
Do you have like Tannerite-filled gnomes out by the front door?
I have security cameras. That's about it. And pepper spray. Which I'm allowed to possess, but I'm not allowed to use. That's the law in my state. I can possess it, but I can't use it.
You can't deploy it. Wow.
I can't deploy pepper spray.
Can you deploy like some like hot sauce on your taco? Is that?
Whoa, hey now.
Whoa.
Like at what point does it cross the line?
Our sauce is not as hot as your hot sauce. Like, see, we're even like watered down sauce here. Watered down gun laws, watered down hot sauce, watered down everything. It's not good.
Love hot sauce. Man, that's ridiculous. I can't. There's like in Maryland, in our state, they passed the law saying pretty much like, oh, you can open carry, but it just can't be around where people gather. So if there's like a group of like people on your property and they're gathering, like you can't, they're like outside your house. You can't walk outside of your house with your gun.
Right. What's if some criminals are gathering outside your house, you can't.
I think it's running at like two people or something like that.
Yeah. If there's a mob trying to lynch your family.
Yeah. That's a
sorry. You're alone. Illegal. Right. If you need to use the gun, say to like off yourself, that's fine. Right.
Yeah.
But that'll help your carbon footprint. That, you know, that's totally
that is the carbon they look to replace, you know.
Are they trying to give you any of that Canadian crap down there with like assisted suicide? Like, hey, let's sponsor your suicide. Have you ever thought about that?
I did see that poor woman who wanted like the chairlift installed in her home, and they said, how about you kill yourself instead? Really? Really?
How about you eugenize yourself, you know?
This is it's the inevitable result of socialized medicine. Eventually you're just like, look, we can save some money if you just off yourself, you know, and then like, all right, you know,
it's for the greater good. You're so selfish wanting to live and wanting help from the state, you should just kill yourself.
Right. Once you collectivize everything, and once no longer have individuals, but you just have like a herd to manage, right? Mm. You're managing your herd. Yeah, let the weak take themselves out, you know, and let the strong continue to provide milk and eggs for the farm, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But they're not. Are they pushing that shit down there yet?
Not yet. We do have. It is legal in some states. In my state, it is. For euthanasia, but you need to go through the process of, you know, seeing doctors and, you know, do you really want to die? And are you suffering enough and proving that, you know, you need to access it? So they don't make it easy. Nothing is easy.
I mean, I think it should be legal. I just don't think it should be subsidized. And I don't think those subsidies should pay for ads on TV promoting it.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Right. as long as it goes towards Soylent Green, it's fine with us.
That's the same with all this transgender debate. Like, I don't think it should be paid for by Medicare, which is our socialized healthcare system here. But if you say that, you say, well, you're not support, you're anti-trans. It's like, no, I just don't think my money should be spent on that kind of like,
so you support genociding the trans? It's literally a genocide.
Yeah, oh, literally. God. And yeah, we've got the drag queen story times happening in the local library here. We've got that happening too. So,
oh, you've got that? Oh, nice.
Have you attended?
No, I have. I actually got bailed up in the street by a guy saying, you know, there's going to be like protesters. Do you stand on the side of trans? And I was just thinking, well, I don't think it should be in a public library because that's paid for by ratepayers. Like the whole libertarian response. And he was just staring at me.
No, Kate, it's a yes or no question. There's no room for nuance here.
And I said, I respect the choice of the individual, but I don't think it should be this, 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 and that. And he was just staring at me like I was an alien. And I thought, have you actually beneath the surface? Have you heard of critical thought? Like, do you even know what you're standing for anymore? But they just can't even say anything back. It's like when I was waving my GAD swan flag on election day here, some socialist was like, you don't care about people. I'm like, how do you get that from my flag? Like, I care about the individual.
Can you tell us about that, you know, flag?
The biggest minority is the individual. Yeah. Oh, my GAD swan. So the,
what is the GAD swan flag?
So Western Australia is famous for being one of the few places in the world that has black swans. So there's these beautiful black swans. There's a lake that I walk around near my house, and I listen to you guys when I go for my walk, and there's black swans sitting there. So for my election campaign, I came up with the GAD swan flag, which has got Don't Tread on Me and our state's logo on there. So that's my little creation, and I wave that proudly. Because, you know, that's the libertarian symbol. So
I like
that's the theory behind it. Thank you. Spike likes it too. I might have a special dress lined up for Friedman. You know, my taxes theft dress. I've retired that for this year. And I've got another new number I'll be debuting at the conference in Sydney on Saturday. So watch out on your socials.
Oh, my goodness.
A picture of my new outfit fashion. You know, you got to change a bit of AOC, the opposite of AOC. If she can do it, we've got to do it too, you know. We've got to do it better than the left. Well, I'm trying to anyway.
Now here, black swan is referred to as like a super rare, like it never happens, but every once in a while, like in the economy, something really weird happens. It's considered a black swan.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That nobody can predict.
Okay.
I think they're just rare. They're rare animals. They might be a lot. There might be a lot in Australia, but they're just generally rare in the world.
Like when you hear Black Swan mentioned, it's usually here, it's in terms of economics.
Yeah.
And they talk about a Black Swan event.
I think
event.
Nassim Taleb, I think Nassim Taleb coined that term. Economist, he wrote a bunch of books. Anyways,
didn't know that.
We've already lost a lot of our viewers on that. Let's move on.
Well, I like your use of the Black Swan. I think that and that the Gad Swan flag is very
Gad Swan.
Yeah, that's it's catchy. I thought that was like a mispronunciation, like an Australian accent.
Oh
thing.
No! No.
Then I looked behind you. I was like, okay,
Gad Swan. Yeah. Gotta make it relevant, you know.
I'm glad to see you're having fun with it. I think that's the most important thing. You know, it's like you have a base of principles, you know, like you want to like influence people. It's got to be fun, right? Like nobody, because otherwise you're not going to get anywhere with our budget. You know, like that's all we have.
Well, that's why I do my memes as well, because it's culture. You know, you've got to influence culture too, not just politics, because culture predates politics. As we know, here we go. What's Spike doing?
The toilet test.
All right, let's do this. It didn't spin at all. Australia's not real.
Confirmed.
That was great. I love Spike. Well, yeah. I just shared a meme too on Twitter.
Is it a 4th of July meme?
No, it has it's about our podcast we're doing right now. So if you went
that's very meta of you, Otto.
Yes. I that's what I've been spending my time doing in between talking.
Is Otto sharing memes during the podcast. What a shocker.
It's what I do. I can't help myself.
You put me upside down. Oh my god, original. See,
if we had a good maybe like a producer, but the show doesn't deserve a producer, it's fine.
Hang on, let me find it.
Yeah, you can find it. But yes, so happy
You're
4th
so
of July
cute, Otto. You are adorable. Spike's gonna love that. You should tag him.
I should.
Yeah, nobody ever tags Spike. He'd love that.
I'm about to like throw out my you know, I got his phone number, so I could just
you got white privilege.
Whoa. Yeah, well, he is a friend of the show. I mean, he's a friend of the show. He's been on the show. We had a maybe we should get him back on to give a report from this from down under.
I should text him and say wake up. But I don't want to mess this. I won't do it. I'm sure it's one of those fake Google numbers that like it scrambles your number and then sends a message and call. You can call people from, but I'll still take it. It's still his number. Still got it. Spike's great. I was hanging with him at the Delaware convention not too long ago, like last month. And we were talking about having him come out to one of our events here in Maryland that we have every year. It's our Crab Feast. And he's, you know, he's from Maryland.
He's Jewish, though. He's Jewish, dude. You don't invite him to a crab feast.
Aha, but he eats crabs, so.
What?
Yeah, I eat crabs.
Yeah.
You eat crabs?
Yeah. I mean, I'm also like an atheist, but yeah.
Jews could only not eat pork. I didn't know you couldn't eat
crabs. You can't eat shellfish.
Yeah, bottom dwellers.
Dude, I've been living on, I live on lobster rolls while I'm in Maine, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, well. He's a Messianic Jew, so he doesn't go by all that.
Wait, he's Messianic?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
I don't even know what that is.
That means he's basically like a Christian.
Yeah.
Like Jews for Jesus? Like,
yeah, Jews for Jesus, yeah.
Yes.
Damn, I just lost a little respect for him.
Wow. Hey. We'll talk about it.
Those people are crazy, dude.
He's a half Gentile, okay? You leave him alone.
Yeah, as opposed to the you know, the Hasidics or the like the other like
those people are crazy too, man. They're all crazy.
As usual, religion causing war, as usual, causing conflict.
Yeah, I'm gonna set up some IEDs around Spike's toilet.
Anyway, Spike is great. He said so I reached out to him, his guy who books everything, all his events and stuff, and he was like, yeah, he's on a flight right now to Australia. I'm like, I know. He's like, I don't know. I don't think. And he pretty much said Spike was like, I can't do it. It's just too much travel. So So you got him in Australia. So make it suck every hour out of him, essentially.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet him. I fly to Sydney on Thursday, so I think I'm seeing him Friday night or Saturday at the conference. It's gonna be awesome.
Get punk rock libertarians invited to Australia for something. Like, we'll all go, right? Like,
you guys should like, come to this conference.
Will you be allowed?
James allowed? Yeah, you're allowed James in the
room. What have you done? What's on your rap sheet, Babs? Come on.
Well, what do they check? Let's just say that.
Yeah, who's asking?
Yeah.
You're like gone straight into I don't talk to cop mode. I don't talk to cops.
That's the cardinal rule, you know?
Yeah, I know. I've listened to that.
Point to the side, James.
God. That brings up, let me mention a side story. This is a guy I watched, Tucker Gott, on YouTube. He flies paramotors. Okay. And I love this guy. He does paramotoring. He does base jumping. His videos are always like amazing. And he does this like this daredevil stuff. But he does it safely and professionally. But then he constantly talks to cops. Okay. Like, and he just posted this video where some cops came and knocked on his door. He knew there were cops out there, but he opened the door anyway. They said, "Are you Tucker?" And he goes, "Yes." And like, he starts, "Do you do paramotoring?" "Yes." He starts answering all their questions. Oh, and they're investigating some kind of, this was like some kind of weird wellness check about somebody had been flying a paramotor like 100 miles away. And somebody thought it had crashed and they thought it might have been Tucker and they called the police. Anyway, it's such the weirdest crap, right, that brings a cop to your door. But he's answering all the questions. Next thing you know, he's giving out his friends' numbers, his friends' names to the cops. So, oh, well, I know these paramotors were down there.
Chewing.
And I've already contacted them. He said, "I contacted them and I made sure they didn't crash." So, like, no. And so he confirms that, no, his friends weren't involved. And then the cop's like, "Well, can I get their names?" And he's like, "Sure." And they like, and then the cops show up at one of his friends' work to interview him. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like,
just like, everybody in danger.
Yeah, you put yourself in danger by opening the door when your security camera told you there are cops out there, right? Like, don't open the door, right? That's your first line of defense, right? Then they're like, he starts asking questions. He just answers them, you know, like, and even on the security video, he's got the security video and he's aware that before they even knock on the door, they've come up onto the yard. They've looked in the windows. They've looked at his license plates, right? They're already investigating. You know what I mean? Yeah, And then he's still giving out friends' numbers. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Anyway, sorry for that little rant. Don't talk.
No, you guys have that. Don't you say I plead the fifth? Is that what you say?
Yes. Yes. Well, the problem is there's a First Amendment auditor. I don't know, Kate, have you heard of First Amendment auditors here in the United States?
I know the First Amendment is free speech. Well, is that right? So is this a little pop quiz? Second Amendment is my favorite.
There's people that feel left out of the conversation.
I like to go out and test public officials to see if they respect the First Amendment. So that's why it's a First Amendment.
So they always go and they film police stations, prisons. They go out on public property and just film, and they wait for cops to come up there and start harassing them.
Get mad about getting filmed.
Yeah, and get mad about getting filmed, even though it's perfectly legal.
If you start filming somebody in general, they're going to get mad. Like, I probably would get mad if somebody just showed up and started filming me.
Yes.
But I'm not a public official.
Right. Mm. So the cops can't do anything, but sometimes they will. They'll arrest them, and then these guys will sue them and win. And there was one guy. There's just one fucking First Amendment auditor who breaks every rule of First Amendment auditing. He like openly like just gives the police his name and gives them his ID when they're not required to. And I'm just he infuriates me because he just keeps every video. He's like holding his ground. Then all of a sudden he just caves. He goes, "Here, yeah, you can have my ID." When that's all they want to do is get your ID. And that's the one thing.
And he's
all
a First Amendment auditor.
Yes. And he does it. And every other First Amendment auditor I know was like, "No, you're not getting my ID. You don't need my, I haven't broken any law. I'm not under suspicion of breaking any law. You are not entitled to ask my, you know, for my name or get my ID. But this guy just openly does it. And I'm like, what? That's the whole point of this. Like, you're just an idiot. Like, he's like a, almost like a boomer con, I guess, you know, who's just like, you know, I respect the police. Oh, here we go.
Good advice.
I love these guys.
Hot Brothers at Law. We've been warning people, if you are working for an unlicensed dispensary, an illegal dispensary, and it gets raided, you need to shut the fuck up. If you shut the fuck up, you have a good, good chance that we can make the case go away. Case in point, three employees of an illegal shop were busted during a raid. Two of them said, oh, I'm just volunteering here. The third guy shut the fuck up, and the DA did not prosecute the guy who shut the fuck up. They can't prove what you were doing there. If you're a customer, a patient, walked in to go to the bathroom, they don't know. You got to shut the fuck up, and it's shut the fuck up Friday. So review the script. What do you say when the cop first pulls you over?
Why'd you pull me over?
And when he keeps asking questions?
I'm not discussing my day.
And they ask more questions?
Am I being detained or am I free to go?
And if detained, what do you say?
I invoke the fifth.
And then what do you do?
You shut the fuck up.
Shut yes. the fuck up Friday. Yes. Never answer questions when the cops ask.
Have safe holidays.
Tip of the day.
I love your country. Bravo. We would be arrested if we've tried to talk like that to a cop.
But most people don't. Most people are like that guy I was describing, Tucker. He's a regular guy. He's a young white dude. He's never had a problem with the police, probably. He's the kind of guy that thinks, well, they're doing their job, keeping us safe. This is the normal view, okay? Like, this is, he's not a libertarian. He's young. He's not, like, he doesn't know anything, right, except what they taught him in his government school, probably. So... It's most people will talk. In fact, we have people on the show all the time start telling us stories about their conversations with cops. I'm like, what?
I think he's off camera right now.
I think I did listen to that episode and Babs, you were just losing it. Don't talk. Do you have that on a t-shirt? Don't talk to cops. You need to have that on a t-shirt. Seriously.
All right, write that down. We need to add that to the PRL merch. T-shirts. Oh. Babs rules. Yeah, don't talk to cops.
The 10 Bab commandments.
Yes.
I only have three.
You only have three. Yeah. What are they? Don't talk to cops. Print guns. Buy crypto. Did I nail it? Like
close. Yeah, that was pretty close.
No, it's don't. I think it's don't talk to cops.
Buy guns.
Oh, hold your own keys. Oh, there it is. Hold your own keys and get a prenup. Yeah, get a prenup.
No, why are you even talking about a prenup? We shouldn't be getting married. We don't want the state.
She's more base than you, James.
That's what to do with that relationship. I'm disappointed in you, James Babb.
Well, you can have a private marriage. It doesn't mean a state marriage. But anyway, let's just say a prenuptial, an agreement, let's just say. Okay. Call it that.
And what's the other one? Hold your...
Your Bitcoin
hold
keys.
Your own keys.
Your private keys.
Not your keys, not your coins.
Yes. Okay.
Don't leave money on it. Don't leave Bitcoin on an exchange.
Okay.
Yeah, we need a shirt that has all that on it.
I think it should be with that design as well. That's very like psychedelic.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more aesthetically pleasing.
Tie dye.
Yeah, something a little more. Well, it's supposed to be sort of a Hawaiian print.
Yeah,
you know.
I like the spirit though. Yeah, the spirit's there.
Yeah, it does kind of lack. Could be better.
It lacks graphic design skills, but hey, it's a start.
It was actually put together while we were on the show. It was like hearing a story about the cops. I was like, all right.
Well, I need to write these rules down. People aren't listening. The youth of today are not listening.
Yeah, it doesn't like, who's that guy? He's really popular. His rules of life.
Jordan Peterson.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a whole book or whatever. I'll just have like basically like a meme card. That's like, this is all you need.
Tie-dye version.
Yeah. You don't need a whole book. Just distill
everyone
it down.
Gets a tie-dye shirt.
I think we hit on all their topics. I don't know. Was there anything else we wanted to hit on before we take it over to After Hours Auto?
Well, the Supreme Court just did some pretty base things over the course.
People are losing their mind.
Yeah. What have they done? Dude.
Yeah, they so what is it? Last week was, I don't even know. Did we even talk about this? Did this happen last week?
No, it happened like a few days ago, right?
It was like, so the last thing they did was they ruled against affirmative action in colleges. Mm. So it ends a racist program of not, what is that? In admissions, that's what I was looking for. Like in admissions, yeah. You know, based upon race and everything, it ends that, you know, because Harvard has to keep what? They have to keep it less than 50% Asian, and they have to keep it more than 10% Black in order for their diversity quotas. So they were like excluding these Asians who were like the top of the list, and they were promoting like third tier people who are African American.
It's basically just straight up racism. Just straight up racism.
And this has been like this since like the 80s, since I was a little kid growing up.
Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. And everybody just looks the other way and acts like, well, you know.
But did you know this was actually outlawed in California of all places? Like affirmative action in public schools in California has been illegal for decades, I want to say, which I thought was really surprising, but. There was a whole like NPR article about all the bad things that happened because they made affirmative action illegal, which was like nothing really bad. It's just like, it was like more fair. Like people got in based on their merit.
Well, that's crazy talk.
I mean, it's so sad, but I mean, the bigotry of low expectations is what this all like comes from. It's like these liberal people that know that they're racist because they think Black people are inferior. Like that's the way they think, and therefore we have to make these laws because they know they are racist.
Well, do you know what they're doing here? We've got this big debate going on at the moment in Australia in relation to something called The Voice. They actually want to insert something into our constitution, which gives Indigenous Australians more rights than all other Australians. It's actually right. It's actually racist policy, and the left are doing it because they feel bad about our colonial history. And
so it's like reparations.
It's like yes, and they're going to give them more of a voice to parliament. So forget electing politicians. They're going to give Indigenous Australians an additional group of people to represent their communities. And it's not even going to represent all the tribes in Australia, just a certain group to represent. 3% of Australians are Indigenous, but they're going to get more rights than everyone else in Australia. So that's something that's going to be inserted into our constitution if people vote yes to the referendum.
How about an alternative? I've got an idea. Instead of giving them more representation in the parliament, give them like an opt out, like they don't have to be part of any of the whatever shit parliament's doing.
So well, I want to opt out too. I don't want to be governed by these fuckers.
Are they giving the same treatment as like Native Americans in the United States, where like they're forced into reservations and.
Giving them more rights. So they already had something called Mabo, which was in relation to land rights and the ability to exercise sovereignty over land if it was spiritually or important to their culture. So they already have that in terms of the Mabo decision. Now we're talking about giving them extra rights in our own constitution, elevating them as a group of people above other individuals.
What about everyone just has like rights that are... You know, makes sense.
I know.
Rights.
Yeah. Well, we don't really have any rights here.
Negative
so
rights.
We don't even have the right to travel in our own country during a pandemic, as I found out. So, as we all found out.
The Aborigines, could they travel? Could they like canoe around?
They closed their community. So Indigenous communities in WA were closed until July 2022. From March 2020 to July 2022, Indigenous communities in outback Western Australia, it was illegal to enter and it was illegal for them to leave.
Prison. That's called a prison.
That's called concentration
camps. That's called prison. Yes.
Well, you guys had like literal concentration camps, right? Where they were putting people in quarantine and they were in like little boxes and shit.
Well, COVID
they
camp.
Actually, so we have no, that was here, Rottnest Island, where we have the quokkas, those little smiling critters that you'll see famous people come over and take selfies with, like Roger Federer and Novak when he was allowed here. They sent them over to Rottnest Island, like Plague Island, because they didn't want them in the city. Like, we literally shipped them off to an island when they came back, 2 weeks mandatory quarantine. Australia was crazy during the pandemic.
Island in an island.
And nuts. Yeah.
Well, was it probably the only place it was weirder was those crazy next door neighbors you have?
New Zealand, I know. And yeah, Canada. They were bad too. Your neighbors were bad.
Yeah. New Zealand definitely went they went like full Klaus Schwab. They're like, whatever you want, Klaus. We'll
never go full Klaus.
Never go full Klaus. That should never be another one on your t-shirt.
That's the podcast title, but I do like Jack Him Off though.
Yeah. the 5-year-old inside
second
of me
gentleman.
Second gentleman. Jack Him Off. What the fuck, dude?
Can you just imagine? Does he have a business card that says second gentleman on it? Like, is it second gentleman of the United States? You know how we have the like first lady of the United States or Flatus?
Flatus.
That was Michael Obama. That was Michael Obama.
Big Mike, yeah.
Big Mike.
Second gentleman of the United States.
So wait, why doesn't Kamala Harris have the same last name as her husband? She's that progressive?
I guess. So she keeps her father's name.
To continue the patriarchy.
Yeah, to fight the patriarchy. I'm keeping my father's name.
Yeah.
I think that's about it for the podcast tonight. We're gonna take this on over to our after hours podcast.
I have an idea for after hours.
Ooh, well, I say in Kate's land, it's probably still before hours. But this is
it's
gonna be
9 o'clock
hours
in the morning on 4th of July here.
Wow.
So cheers.
That's when I'll probably
everybody
be getting up on 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Nice.
We'll have a barbecue later. I'm going to the range later today to shoot.
Are you putting another shrimp on the Barbie?
Oh, Jared.
I call them prawns. I don't call them shrimp.
Another prawn on the Barbie?
Prawn on the Barbie.
Okay.
For after hours, I'd like to discuss a way we can like donate guns to Australia.
Oh, so, yes.
Okay. How about under threes?
Let's talk about getting
party
weapons.
The Libertarian Party needs to have a stockpile of weapons, I think. That's
what
I'm
saying. Like,
let's just steal
a shipping container of Ender 3s and redirect it to Australia.
Right, or some of those Stinger missiles that are headed for the Ukrainian black market. You know,
well,
like,
apparently, so we were talking about France a little bit. I don't know if we hit. Did we hit on? I don't even think we hit.
Not
on.
Really. No.
Well,
not for after hours. Yeah.
So sneak, but apparently some of the automatic firearms that were being shot, they were found out that a lot of it was coming. They were guns that were sold to Ukraine. Made their way to France.
Oh, sure.
Wonder how that happened.
Do they have pallets of bricks too?
Anyway, Kate, thanks for joining us so early in the morning. If you want to go ahead and plug your event, plug your social media, tell people where they can find you.
So I'll be speaking at Friedman Conference in Sydney this weekend. Spike Cohen will be there. There's still tickets online if you happen to be in Australia or in Sydney this Saturday and Sunday. Otherwise, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, Lady Liberty Australia. Thank you so much for having me back on the show. Happy 4th of July. I wish I was in America celebrating with you, but I'll just stay in my little home in Perth and have a drink from here. So cheers.
Nice. Cheers. Thanks for coming on. And I know Alex has got an event he's plugging. So Alex, tell the good people about what's going on here in the U.S.
Plug it in.
So we got it. Jared's down there. Supporting. There's the event, right? So this is Liberty Stock in Vermont. It's September 2nd and 3rd up in Cabot, Vermont. And they got a couple of speakers lined up, probably more to come. There's a cannabis festival. Olga Marie up there in Vermont or Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Connecticut, yes. So she's putting this on at her property. I think this is the third year she's doing it. So Punk Rock Libertarians were the sponsors. There's the Eventbrite. We'll put it in the show notes, and we'll be putting up the flyer on Twitter.
I'm taking my RV.
Let's go. Do it.
Well, James, I hear you're going to another Libertarian Fest somewhere out in the Midwest, right?
I'd like to go to Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest. Like we were talking about that last week. It's in Gaines, Michigan, end of this month. It's super fun, but it is pretty far. You know, it's like
James is like a really Grateful Dead groupie, but for like Liberty Fest.
Like this should be just go on tour, right? Like go from one show to the next. But you know what? Why not? If I especially like these like camping style events because I like to, you know, I've got a travel trailer, and you know you can just pull in and. You know, you've got everything you need. Like at Rogers Campground, for instance, you don't want to have to depend upon the Rogers like water system, like after from Wednesday on, right? Like,
well, I mean that brings us to Anarchon. Anarchon happens in Northern Virginia, well, a little bit Western Virginia, and that's gonna be held next month. And
going to that?
What's that on? I don't know if I'll be able to make it, to be honest with you.
I've always wanted to go to that.
On vacation. I think I'm also going to be on vacation that week, so I'm not even sure if I'll even be in town.
Is it like the first week of August?
I think so.
Yeah, we're going to be in New York, I think.
Yeah. It stinks. Every time Anarchon comes up, I'm always like, I got something planned. So,
well, it's like it's anyone like else prime summertime. You know what I mean? It is a prime time. You know, it's like there's it's popular, so.
Damn, yeah, so it's like we got you covered.
The December festivals aren't that popular.
Right. Fine. If you're in Australia, the United States, we got a Liberty event happening. Go to one. Find one. Go to it. And it'll make us happy. So I think that's about it for tonight. We're going to go head over to our After Hours podcast, which we're going to record right after this. If you guys sign up for as little as $3 a month on our Patreon, we will send you a link so you guys get to listen to it live or you get to check it out later. It'll show up on one of your podcatchers. And... if you guys don't like using Patreon, there's other ways to donate to our show at prlfans.com. You send us some Bitcoin, PayPal, anything. Just send it our way. Send us cash. Sign up. Show us you like us. Go to our YouTube. Subscribe.
Send us Bitcoin and then buy more Bitcoin.
Yes. Yes. Just keep doing that constantly. So, and we also have t-shirts for sale over at libertariancountry.com. If you use the code PRL, or PRL podcast, you get a 10% discount. If you use the code PRL or PRL2, you get a 20% discount when you spend $50 or more. And until next time, live free
or die.
Statism but break the blood that is shed. Stretching the flags of the tax bombs in red. Was it by a bill at the expense of the many? So did the gods and the death machine. You can't justify killing by economic gain. For God, country, and democracy. You can put freedom at gunpoint in a flawed land. To support the troops that bring them home. I believe the